The government has today announced that from this week, TAS Racing is going to pay for the cost of de-sexing greyhounds that will then be rehomed. Now, new local welfare rules requiring the de-sexing of all greyhounds prior to being rehomed were introduced earlier this year in March. The cost of de-sexing was, up until now, previously only covered if the dog was rehomed through the greyhound adoption program. Here's some of what Paul Erickson, the CEO of TAS Racing, had to say on today's announcement.
So we generally rehome in the realms of 230 greyhounds a year. And that's through all, whether it's through Gap, through Brightside, through Allure, or any of the other rehoming, whether it's done privately. So with this initiative, previously only the 130-odd greyhounds through Gap were getting de-sexed by TAS Racing paid for. Now we'll pay for all greyhounds that are being rehomed and retired. They will be paid for by TAS Racing, and it's a bit over 80,000 is the number.
Dennis Anderson is the president for the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds and joins me now. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Yes, good afternoon, Lucy.
Is this welcome news?
This is very welcome news. Anything that assists the rehoming of greyhounds that are no longer required for the racing industry is to be welcomed. It's a great step in the right direction, but what we'd like to see is go even further and all the costs are borne by people like Brightside and the other private rehomers for greyhounds should be reimbursed to them by the government.
Okay, so if they are looking after greyhounds before they're rehomed, do you think all those costs should be covered?
Yes, that's correct. And we believe the government should do it because a lot of the rehomers are uncomfortable with taking money from the industry. And we believe that if the money came from the government, they'd be comfortable with that. And the government should then recoup that money from the gambling industry via taxation.
Dennis Anderson, last time we spoke, we were talking about the number of greyhounds that have died as a result of racing in the state. Have you been keeping a close eye on that?
Yes, we have. And we're keeping tabs on the number of greyhounds that die in every state. I don't have the figures for Tasmania currently at hand.
What is, I guess, if you don't have the figures at hand, that's fine, but what are you kind of seeing so far? I mean, we're well towards the end of the year.
Yes. Look, I can't give you an exact figure, but what I can say is that even if it's one greyhound dying on the racetrack in Tasmania per year, that is one dog too many.
Dennis Anderson is my guest, president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, and that news today that the government has announced from this week TAS Racing will pay for the cost of de-sexing greyhounds that will then be rehomed. Dennis, are enough greyhounds being rehomed? I'm seeing a lot of them, around my neck of the woods in Hobart. I don't know if that actually equates to more greyhounds being rehomed, though.
Look, the figure that was just given, about 230 a year, is a reasonably accurate figure. But we've been advised by Let the Greyhounds Run Free that there's about 700 greyhounds come into the industry in Tasmania every year. So if we're only adopting 230 of those every year, the question is, what's happening to the rest of them?
How long does a greyhound race for?
The average racing career is about 12 months. So a greyhound is assessed at a trial track at about 18 months. The majority of them will only race for 12 months. Some of them will go on to race till they're 3.5 or 4. Very, very rare to have a dog racing beyond 4 years of age.
And when it comes to those annual figures on the dogs that have died each year, do you receive them or is it trouble getting a hold of them?
What we do is we go through the stewards' reports and we collate them from the stewards' reports.
Okay. Dennis, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thanks very much, Lucy.